Michael Mukasey, it sounds like a reasonable request that these families are making.
Yes, it sounds reasonable, but if you look at it closely, it isn't. First of all, I don't think anybody disputes that the families deserve not only sympathy, but recompense and compensation to the extent that that these losses can be compensated, and they can't. But this bill doesn't do it. It doesn't do it for at least two reasons. Number one, there have been not one, not two, not three, but at least four investigations by national security officials in the United States, by the CIA, the FBI, and the 9/11 Commission that found, directly concluded, that there was no Saudi government involvement or involvement by high Saudi officials in 9/11. That has been investigated and reinvestigated. So there's simply no evidence there to show Saudi involvement.
Jeff, let me just stop you right there.
It's also counterintuitive that there would be, because Osama bin Laden, when he was listing his reasons for 9/11, said that the presence of U.S. troops in the Arabian Peninsula was a principal reason. They were there at the invitation of the United States. He was trying to overthrow the Saudi government.
So what evidence?
It's completely counterintuitive that they would participate.
Jack Quinn, so what is the evidence that the families that you're basing this on?
Well, I want to start by saying what the judge just said is flatly untrue. Those investigations concluded no such thing. In fact, the 9/11 Commission report itself, in a very carefully constructed sentence that said, although there was not evidence, that it had not found evidence of official Saudi government involvement, it conceded that it was likely that there was involvement in terms of people associated with the government and charities sponsored by the governments that had provided funds to the terrorist organization Al-Qaeda that was behind the 9/11 attack.
But why not sue those individuals or those charitable organizations rather than the government?
They are sued, but the government is responsible because, we allege, there were officials of the government that participated in the provision of those finances to the hijackers. The story is, frankly, quite shocking. And, you know, 9/11 commissioners, former Senator Bob Kerry, former Congressman Tim Romer, former Navy Secretary John Layman, completely dispute what the judge just said about the import of the 9/11 Commission report. But look, whether I'm right or he's right, the Congress has completely rejected this argument that the families should not have their day in court. It is now the law of the land. They will have their day in court. And as Senator Schumer said, if the Saudis are completely innocent of any responsibility here, they will do just fine.